Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Hallelujah. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is so powerful. I know I've mentioned that scripture several times, but it's just so wonderful to know that God loves us so much that we need to present our bodies to God. We need to be holy and acceptable so that God can live in us. The Holy Spirit can't live in a place where there's junk, where there's clutter, where there's negative words coming out of your mouth all the time, where you're constantly being negative, where you're constantly thinking about what the world is doing, when you're constantly trying to quote unquote keep up with the Joneses. If we fail to renew our mind with the Word of God, we will remain unchanged and untransformed. We will be hypnotized by recession and unemployment and the stock market and the wars, the rumors of wars, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the floods, and everything that's going on. You know, it's just like too much. Why not keep our mind focused on God? Forget what's going on in the world, because you know what? We cannot change it anyway. We cannot change it, no matter what you think you can do. We cannot change what's going on a daily basis. We give it to God. We have to let it go. We can't change the government. We can't change it. I mean, yeah, we can vote, but are we really changing anything? No. Let's keep our mind and our heart in God. God can change everything. He knows everything going on behind the scenes, whether we think he is or not. He does. He will teach us how to live. Jesus did not come so that we can be, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen to me. Oh Lord, do you see? Oh, da, 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 da. Really? Let us focus on what God says. Don't be hypnotized by this world system. Don't be hypnotized by what we see on TV, what we hear all the time. Stay with God. God will keep your focus. Refuse to believe the lie of lack and instead believe what God says is for you, is for you. No matter what, trust God. God knows your desires. God knows your faith. God knows what is going on. Allow the law of process to take place. Allow yourself to focus on what is good, lovely, wonderful. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Be transformed. Let your mind be renewed on a daily basis so that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect. The will of God, hallelujah, will never fail. Trust God for everything. Otherwise, you will definitely fall for what is going on and what you see going on in this world. So stay with God. Stay focused. Don't waver. Don't be on the fence. Don't be doing it halfway. Don't dibble and dabble. Don't be for God today, only on a Sunday, only on a Monday, only on a Wednesday, only in Bible study, only in Sunday school. No, those things do not work today. Forget about the religion part. It's all about focusing on the Word of God, what God says, how God says to do it. Focus on God and watch. When you change your mindset, watch how things start to change. Get your mind off the TV. Focus on God. Ask God for clarity. Ask God for wisdom and direction and understanding. And you'll start to see change on a daily basis. Just start to trust God and renew your mind. All that other stuff, we can't change it anyway. So give it to God. All right. Father God, we thank you for this revelation that you've given us, that if we turn it over to you, if we give it all over to you, that everything will be fine. We will not have any things hypnotized, or we'll not fall into these traps. We will not do what it is that our mind says. We know that we need to renew our mind, and we're going to renew it with you, Father God, with the Word of God. We thank you. We glorify you. Thank you again for this revelation, and I pray that something that I've said resonates with you in your heart. Till next time, everybody, be blessed. God is with you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.